This is the anthem. Here's what you came for.
Welcome to the Disney Beat, a podcast brought to you by thedizinsider.com. My name is Sean Nyberg, and I will be covering all of the Disney headlines to keep you informed as you start your week. Hello there, this is Sean Nyberg, and this podcast is being recorded on the evening of October 18th, 2020. All right, let's do this. All right, you guys, we're going to start off this week's news with a little bit of a breaking news that happened last week regarding the organization of the Disney company. And there was it was announced by Bob Chapek, who was the CEO. He announced on CNBC last week that they are reorganizing the basically the media part of their company. You know, they have the parks, which the parks, and they have the retail, they have the cruise lines, and then they have like television. You know, they own ABC, they own Freeform, and when they acquired 20th Century Fox last about a year or 2 years ago, they picked up FX and some of those kind of stuff. So they have the television, then they also started, they have their streaming, which they have Disney Plus, which started last November. And prior to that, they had already launched ESPN Plus, and they also have a controlling interest in Hulu, which in a few years they will actually have complete control over, because they're going to buy out Comcast, who owns part of it too. So they have their streaming, they have their television, they also have their movies, which consists of just, you know, Disney films, also Marvel, you know, all the Marvel films. They have their Star Wars films, which are under the Lucas films. They have Pixar, and then they're also their animation. So stuff like Frozen and Moana, those kind of stuff. So all those media companies, television, streaming, cable, and all the different movie segments are all going to be under one umbrella right now. And it's going to be overseen by a gentleman named Kareem Daniel, who is now the chairman of the media and entertainment distribution. And so what his job is going to be is he's actually going to oversee the distribution of all this new all these new products that are coming out of all these different subcategories. And so what will happen is the people who are making the movies or the television series, they're not going to go into it thinking, I am making a movie that is going to be released to the theaters. They're just going to be making this, these shows and these movies. And then there'll be a different, this gentleman, Mr. Daniel, will decide where it's going to be released. And the reason they're doing this is they're really trying to start shifting a lot of their focus on streaming. This is, a lot of people expected this over like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, but because of the COVID-19 pandemic, it put a lot of eyeballs and a lot of subscribers into Disney Plus. And, you know, Hulu as well, and also ESPN Plus. And it, and so what it did was it kind of forced Disney, well, it didn't force them, it gave them the opportunity to really lean into this part of their company. Also, the COVID-19 pandemic did a number on their parks and experiences, like their theme parks and their retail. Their cruise lines obviously are shut down. They all have taken such big hits recently. And this was really the lifeblood of the Disney company, were the parks, the cruise lines, and, you know, stuff associated with that, you know, the restaurants and the retail and everything. The money they brought in from that really fed the beast in terms of the rest of the company, because they just made, when everything was running smoothly, like, you know, 2017, 2018, 2019, they make so much money. Those are really their profit generators. And those were shut down, obviously, because of COVID-19. And while some have slowly opened up, they're not really making a lot of money, the ones that have opened, because they're still trying to keep capacity low. And then stuff like the Disneyland Resort, Disney California Adventure, those are still closed down in California. So the bottom line is that they are really having to lean into this, into streaming. They already were going to, but they're having to, because they're needing the money from it. And they also want to kind of get a little leg up. They really want to be Netflix's competitor. So, In the short term, there's not a lot, you know, that this means in terms of changes, but it did help boost the stock price. And just something to think about going forward. It looks like Disney is going to really start, shaving away their releases to movie theaters and really start putting a lot of emphasis on their streaming and, kind of going away from the whole movie theater model. We'll likely see the big stuff from Avengers and maybe some Star Wars and the big Pixar stuff. But it's not going to be as many releases. And keep in mind when they purchased all 20th Century Studios and stuff, they have so many movies that are in development, smaller budget, horror films, independent films, rom-coms, and I just think a lot of that stuff's going to start getting funneled into their streaming. So there's that. It's kind of a complicated story to share over a podcast medium, but just wanted to get that out of the way because it really kind of is just a big overarching story with the whole company. But now we're going to dive into some parks news. So we had a little bit of development, in the Southern California Disneyland Resort Battle of California. Earlier this last week, California Governor Gavin Newsom shared that they were going to send some of his health officials to Orlando to the Walt Disney World Resort, which is open. And, they wanted to view kind of the operations there to help them get some guidance in terms of what they're going to do for, theme park reopening in Anaheim. So he made that announcement and that, everyone was like, okay, good. There's some movement going on. But then we came to find out a little bit later that day that he actually had already sent some like undercover agents. It sounds so, dramatic, right? Undercover agents, but more like kind of like secret shoppers for those of us who have worked retail before, or maybe in the grocery industry. They send people in who kind of they're not known by the employees that they work for, the oversight agency. So these California people, these officials went in, they already went in the week prior and they kind of scouted everything out. It looks like they're still going to go in again with Disney kind of giving them a tour. And with all that said, we also found out that last week, after they made these announcements, California officials toured the Southern California theme parks. We knew they were going to, but we got the announcement actually from Universal Studios that the officials had already toured the parks that are closed, because the officials wanted to see kind of what they already put in place in terms of guidance. In terms of public health, stuff. So in terms of signage, in terms of hand washing stations, sanitation stations, social distancing markers, in terms of what they plan to do for mobile ordering and pickup and that's just that kind of stuff. So we know that they've toured the Southern California theme parks. We know that they've sent secret shoppers down to Orlando to look at Walt Disney World Resort. And we, we're under the assumption that they're also going to get a tour of the parks in Florida from Disney to see how they're doing. So that's going on, but we still have no word on any opening guidelines in terms of the California theme parks, which we will keep you guys updated. We're checking every few minutes to see if we get any breaking news. Also, during the CNBC interview that Bob Chapek did with CNBC, where he announced the restructuring of the corporate structure of the company, he also addressed some rumor that's been going around regarding the capacity of the Walt Disney World Resort in Florida. So when they reopened the park in the summer, they had a capacity level of 25%, right? Because they wanted to keep the numbers down so that there was room for people to socially distance themselves, right? And so since then, the governor of Florida actually just removed any capacity restrictions. So Disney and, Universal Orlando and all those other theme parks were basically given the authority to just open everything up to 100%. But obviously fearing some sort of backlash from vacationers who are worried about COVID-19, Disney said that they're not, even though they're allowed to, they're not going to raise capacity right now, and that they haven't. So they're self-imposing and maintaining the 25% capacity. However, people who've been visiting and, the online community, Disney Parks online community, has been taking videos and pictures, and it just seems a little more crowded than maybe one would expect at 25% capacity. And, you know, Bob Chapek addressed that, saying that no, that the capacity still is at 25%. You know, some people are a little skeptical because Disney doesn't have to share their attendance numbers publicly, and they don't. Any numbers that we have are either leaked or they're assumed, you know, they're estimated by people who are pretty good and, you know, who know what they're doing. But it's not like Disney every month or every quarter releases specific numbers. So one of the reasons people are a little suspicious is that when the parks reopened this summer, they were wide open. Like you could go without seeing someone in any of the Disney parks, as you might know, that is unheard of. And the numbers have noticeably ticked up. Now, the thing is that a lot of us are thinking is that when they first opened up, they were nowhere near the 25% capacity. And, you know, that was actually, they kind of hinted at that in one of the investor calls that they had expected, and they kind of had some evidence to show that people were going to come back immediately. And they were kind of anticipating that. But right before they reopened, there was a spike that was very public in COVID-19 cases in the South, including Florida and Texas and Arizona. And so what that did was, it kind of, a lot of these people who were going to travel at the last second pulled out. So what likely is happening is that there was a probably 5 to 10% attendance in the first month or so, and now it's kind of ticked up to 20-25%, and it's just noticeably different. But you know, we assume that if the CEO is making these public statements about attendance figures which affect public health, that they're likely accurate. So yeah, so he did address that, and we'll see what's going on with that. There's really, you know, now we're going to move over to some news in terms of Disney Plus. So there are some new warnings actually that have been put. So you might see some new warnings appear before some of your favorite classic films on Disney Plus. Earlier this week, Disney added a new quote content advisory, and it reads the following quote: "This program includes negative depictions and or mistreatment of people or cultures. These stereotypes were wrong then and are wrong now. Rather than remove this content, we want to acknowledge its harmful impact, learn from it, and spark conversation to create a more inclusive future together. Disney is committed to creating stories with inspirational and aspirational themes that reflect the rich diversity of the human experience around the globe. To learn more about how stories have impacted society, please visit the www.disney.com/storiesmatter, end quote. So this warning has been playing ahead of some of the original animated versions of Dumbo, Aladdin, Peter Pan, The Aristocats, and Swiss Family Robinson. And, you know, prior to this, they had a small warning that would go along where it would say, tobacco use, just a heads up. And then it would also say, I forgot the exact phrase, but something like, inappropriate cultural depictions or something like that, or outdated cultural depictions. And, Disney is really careful about making sure that they are projecting an inclusive content, right? So some might think, well, why didn't they just edit out some of the, some of the bad, quote, bad or really insensitive or really wrong content from some of the earlier movies from the, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. And, Bob Iger, I believe he was the CEO at the time. I'm sure he probably had to make the final decision, but they decided not to edit these old films. And I think it actually was smart because, if they edit it, then there's gonna be a lot of fighting about what they edited it and what they didn't edit out. And then, so basically they left them as is, and they put a warning prior. And now the warning has, as you can tell from this story, has expanded. So that's kind of where they are right now. And, I just think it's really interesting. And I really think I personally, to give some kind of some judgment on the decision, I think it's great. And I do like that Disney is willing to admit that, some of the stuff they did prior was not just wrong now in terms of looking back using our current lens, but also was wrong at the time. And Yep. So they've got that new warning ahead of time. And like I said, you can check that out on those movies. And it'll be interesting to see if they add it to any other films. So also, Disney Plus Disney debuted the brand new character posters for The Mandalorian Season 2, which you can check out over at thedisinsider.com. They are just, you know, the posters of the characters from the TV series. And for this season two, actually premieres a week from Friday. So October 30th, the day before Halloween, that Friday is the premiere of season two of The Mandalorian. Huge, huge hit. And, you know, I've heard some people talking about some of the numbers behind the scenes in terms of The Mandalorian and what that's done for Disney. And it's considered one of their, you know, it just really saved them, not in terms of when it came out, because when it came out, they still had the parks going, but just what it did in terms of reviving the Star Wars part of their company. And it's just done so much, you know, with Baby Yoda, which, you know, he's called the child, I know, but colloquially referred to as Baby Yoda. It just really, really has done just amazing things for Disney. I forgot where I read it, but they were kind of comparing it to Davy Crockett in the 50s when, you know, that was just so much of Disney's image was Davy Crockett. You know, they had the whole Frontierland when they opened Disneyland in 1955. And this is just kind of doing for the company now what something like Davy Crockett did for them back in the 50s. So, the season premiere start is on October 30th. And also, we also got news that season 3 of The Mandalorian is going to start beginning production later this year. So they're just moving along pretty quickly with this. And it's pretty cool that this series didn't get delayed because of the COVID-19 shutdowns, which some of the other Star Wars related series and some of the Marvel related series were shut down. And so they've been delayed into 2021. Also on the Mandalorian news, the Mandalorian's female cohort and fellow bounty hunter, Cara Dune, who is the female lead in the Mandalorian series, that character may be getting her own Disney Plus spinoff, along with the character Bo-Katan, who is a female Mandalorian from the series. So that's the story that came out. There is one big hurdle that we really can't ignore, that the actress who plays Cara Dune, Gina Carano, she has been really kind of wrapped up into some Twitter social media controversy. I mean, I'm not going to get into it. It's, you know, you can look it up if you'd like to. It's nothing groundbreaking, but, you know, it was some not smart posting that were unearthed. And so, you know, stuff like that, especially with Disney, who's really trying to be smart in terms of you know, trying to stay ahead of the curve in terms of the culture, you know, that it could, there's a lot of reasonable people who think that the controversy could have actually sidelined this project. So just keep an eye out for that. And also, last in the Star Wars news, Disney announced that they'll be bringing back many of the actors from the Star Wars universe for the ultimate animated holiday family reunion. It's Lego Star Wars Holiday Special. The show will premiere on Disney Plus on November 17th, and November 17th, which is known as Life Day among Star Wars fans. So this stems from a famous or infamous, however way you look at it, 1978 Star Wars holiday TV special that starred the actors, you know, and Chewbacca and everything from the original Star Wars trilogy. It's really hard. I mean, you can find it if you really, really try, but it's hard to find copies of this. It's not available on Disney Plus. It's not, you know, super easy to get a hold of, but it's just very infamous. It was pretty, pretty poor quality, kind of slapped together, but it's one of those things that's almost so bad that it's good. And so Lego does some of this stuff. So they're doing a Lego version of it for Disney Plus. It comes out November 17th. And the franchise stars reprising their roles. So the Lego Star Wars Holiday Special include Kelly Marie Tran, who played Rose Tico in the sequel trilogy. Billy Dee Williams, who played Lando Calrissian. Anthony Daniels, who played C-3PO in all the films. As well as Star Wars The Clone Wars vets, which is the animated series, Matt Lanter, who did who voiced Anakin Skywalker, Tom Kane, who voiced Yoda and Qui-Gon Jinn, James Arnold Taylor, who voiced Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Dee Bradley Baker, who voiced clone troopers. So you can get all the information on this special, and you can also see the promotional poster for this special at thedizinsider.com. So, last-ish in Disney Plus news is there is a new trailer for the Disney Pixar film Soul, S-O-U-L, Soul. The new Soul trailer. It's for the upcoming film, and it dropped this last week. I believe it is the second full-length trailer for the film, and it does go into so much more detail, kind of gives a little bit more idea of, you know, the tone of the film and a little bit more of the plot. I really found the trailer awesome, and it really makes me excited for the film. The film stars the voices of Jamie Foxx, David Diggs, who's done a ton of stuff, but really has gotten a lot of attention recently because he was in the stage version of Hamilton that was, you know, filmed and released this summer on Disney Plus. So Jamie Foxx, David Diggs, and Tina Fey, who is a personal favorite of mine, and I'm very excited for her. And Soul will be released on Disney Plus on Christmas Day I talked about this last week. Instead of being released to theaters, it has been released to Disney Plus to be streamed. Unlike Mulan, though, there will be no extra additional cost. PVOD, which has been Premiere Video on Demand, that was what they tried with Mulan. I'm not saying that that's not going to pop up again for some maybe future releases, but they're not doing it for this one. So on December 25th, Christmas Day, Soul will be available to stream for no additional cost on Disney Plus. And if you want to check out the trailer, which I think I highly recommend, you should. We have it over there at thedizinsider.com, all one word, thedizinsider.com, and check it out, see what you think. So over in the movie news, the untitled Spider-Man 3 film has started production and is currently being filmed, doing filming right now, currently in Queens, New York. It's a Marvel Studios and Sony Picture film, and it is retaining its December 2021 release date. So if you are even casually looking at any kind of entertainment news, you probably haven't missed that they've been bumping so many films that were supposed to release this summer and this fall into 2021 and 2022 because of the COVID-19 pandemic, you know, having shut down theaters, and the ones that have opened are having a hard time really attracting a lot of a lot of high attendance numbers. And so, so far though, this film, which is not as untitled, is anticipated still December 2021. That could change. We'll report on that here if it does. But, that's the news on that new Spider-Man film. And also in live action movie news, there's a 20th Century Studios, which again is owned by Disney. So Disney owns 20th Century's, it used to be called 20th Century Fox. So you might be more familiar with that title, but now they got rid of the Fox part and it's called 20th Century Studios. And they're kind of going to be one of their new movies released their trailer this last week. It's for the film The Empty Man, and it's a horror film. And it is a horror film that is going to be released on this Friday, October 23rd. And it's a film is based on the popular series of Boom Studios graphic novels and is based on the fictional urban legend known as The Empty Man and takes place in a small Midwestern town. Just the great kind of October release horror movie based on urban legend. But, you know, it's a horror film. Well, it's pretty scary, released by Disney, but they're releasing this stuff under the label 20th Century Studios just to, you know, kind of keep things separate. They've done that prior with Touchstone Video or Touchstone Studios, I believe, or whatever, Touchstone Film, when, you know, in the late 80s, early 90s, you might have seen that, you know, those films were owned by Disney and released by Disney, but just under a different name. I just think they didn't want the horror or the adult elements to taint the Disney family product. And also, likely, they didn't want the family and, you know, more like childlike elements of the Disney films to taint the adult stuff. You know, people might say, oh, you know, a horror film by Disney, well, that's going to be for kids. I don't want to go. Right. So anyway, just so you know, that's kind of how they separate things right now with the way the company's set up. So 20th Century Studios, the trailer for this film is available again, also on the disinsider.com. Check it out. It's pretty good. It looks like it's going to be a pretty good film. This one actually will be released in theaters. So, you know, when I saw the trailer at first, I thought maybe that it was going to be released on Hulu, or, you know, maybe download or purchase on digital, but they're going to release it in the theaters. So we'll see how long it stays there before they make it available to stream. So yeah, that's the news. You know, it looks like we're going to start getting some big news in terms of theme park openings in Southern California. They're doing the work for that. It also looks like we're going to get some new news in terms of lifting capacity levels at the Walt Disney World Resort. There's a bunch of stuff, you know, all the other parks, the parks in Paris, the parks in Tokyo, the parks in Shanghai and Hong Kong, they're all open. And so it'll be interesting to see in terms of what they have for holiday events and holiday specials and holiday decorations. So we'll be reporting on all of that. There's a bunch of, you know, every day it seems like we're getting new news when it comes to the Disney Plus and what's available on that and Hulu and of course all the films. So please check in with thedizinsider.com. Again, it's www.thedizinsider.com, and we have the stories up, you know, hourly, daily, of course, and hourly, and sometimes, you know, gosh, every 5 minutes when the stuff's really breaking. So check out there for the new news. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram for the Diz Insider. It's at the Diz Insider, all one word. Again, it's at the Diz Insider. And on Facebook, search for the group the Diz Insider. You can also follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Sean Nyberg. That's Sean, S-E-A-N, Nyberg, N-Y-B-E-R-G. It's all one word, so at Sean Nyberg. And you can follow me there. And also, I co-host a Disney podcast called Walt's Apartment, which we record on Wednesday nights, and it's released every Thursday. And I do a Disney Parks theme podcast called The Extra Magic Hour, which is released every other week on Fridays. So check those out. And I just want to thank you guys again for listening. I'll see you again next week for another edition of the Disney Beat, brought to you by thedizinsider.com. My name is Sean Nyberg. Have a fantastic week. Thank you so much.